Jemele Hill, Tom Brokaw Doesn't Realize Ostracized Latinos Avoid Learning Spanish. By Joshua Kaplan on January 28, 2019. Former ESPN host and current writer for The Atlantic Jemele Hill weighed in on the controversy du jour surrounding former NBC Nightly News anchor Tom Brokaw. Brokaw is facing blowback after suggesting Latinos should work harder to assimilate in the United States. Hill claimed the veteran newsman's comments are not only ignorant but purportedly ignore the reality that many Latinos avoid learning Spanish, not English, over fears they'll be ostracized. I hear, when I push people a little harder, people who say, well, I don't know whether I want brown grandbabies, Brokaw said during his appearance on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday. I mean, that's also a part of it. It's the intermarriage that is going on in the cultures that are conflicting with each other. They ought not to be just codified in their communities but make sure that all their kids are learning to speak Spanish, and that they feel comfortable in the communities, the 78-year-old journalist continued. And that's going to take outreach on both sides, frankly. Hill said it was quite clear that Brokaw was surrounded by who she described as fragile white people when he made the comments, seemingly ignoring the fact that his fellow panelist was PBS correspondent Yami Shalsandor, who is African-American. She then cited Brokaw's remarks as some sort of confirmation that he clearly hasn't spoken with actual Latinos. Hill failed to define what qualifies for a real Latino. It's funny how it's okay for white folks to only socialize with white folks but when POC do it, it's threatening, the Atlantic writer continued. Responding to a tweet criticizing Brokaw, Hill said what made the former anchor's remarks so ignorant is that Latinos not only learn English, but avoid learning Spanish because they don't want to feel ostracized. Following a backlash led by leftists and Latino activists, Brokaw apologized via Twitter, writing that he felt terrible that his comments on Hispanics offended some members of that proud culture. The apology failed to quell the blowback, prompting him to issue a second one, tweeting, "I am sorry, truly sorry, my comments were offensive to many. Teehee great enduring. American tradition of diversity is to be celebrated and cherished. Wyoming K, thank you for your comments. LA's go forward together." Brokaw continued that he never intended to disparage any segment of our rich, diverse society which defines who we are and reiterated his strong belief that diversity, dynamic and inclusive, is what makes America.